Do you think that maybe Ari Dickey has figured something out about pitching at the Rogers Center when he talks about realizing he may not be able to throw his rising pitch as much as he has in the past?
Well, you know, Jeff, put this one, let's hope so. It's been a tough go for him at home this year, and I do think a lot of it's, the ball's flying here. It's a great hitter's park. It's not a real big park. And, that's kind of puzzled him. I know that. Yeah, that's, when he throws that high riding knuckleball that stays up, I know last year when he's in New York, he used to throw that by guys. That was his big strikeout pitch. And this year, for some reason, that's not happening, and they're catching up to it, and it's going a long way. So, but one thing about Dickey is, he's pretty conscious of what's going on, and he's always tinkering, trying to make those adjustments and figure things out. And I agree with what you said, earlier that, it looked a little bit different last night. It really did. And, But that's big. I mean, he needs to do that. He's vulnerable to the home run ball, but that's all knuckleballers are.
Mm-hmm.
But we think, he'll be fine.
The real thing is, like anything with any other pitcher, John, if his control is okay, you don't want a guy to give up a lot of home runs, but if Ari Dickey's going to give you that and give up a solo home run, you'll take that.
Oh yeah. And Jeff, he had that big year last year, and I think everybody expects the guys to go out and repeat that. And that's not necessarily going to happen. I mean, I've said before, it was a magical season for him. Whether he can do that again, who knows? But I'm not so sure you can expect it, to be honest with you. But knuckleball is so much different. You're at the mercy of that pitch, whichever way it's going to break, whether it's going to break big enough for that night or what have you. It's like you said, it's not. If a different type pitcher, if his command's perfect and he's on, what it's doing. You know where the balls are going to end up and things like that. You can keep it down. You're going to get ground balls. Knuckleball, I mean, it's much tougher to throw.
John Gibbons joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. We talked a little bit about this in spring training, how there was going to have to be a process, John, of getting used to having a knuckleball pitcher on your team. I mean, you were going to have to learn how to manage a guy. Obviously, Aaron Sebia, Josh Tholey, guys are going to have to learn how to catch a guy. Guys are going to have to learn how to play behind him. Fans are going to have to learn how to handle having a knuckleball pitcher on the mound. It's not always going to be pretty. Sometimes it's going to be real ugly. Sometimes it's going to be amazing. What have you learned about managing a knuckleball pitcher as a result of what you've seen from Ari Dickey so far? Is there something that when this year's over, you're going to look at it and go, I didn't expect that when it came to Ari Dickey?
Well, Jeff, the thing that probably really stands out to me is, it's a pitch that kind of comes and goes. It really doesn't have anything to do with whether he gets physically tired or anything like that. It's he can go one inning that, it can be really good, and the next inning it just kind of flattens out. I mean, it can go like that from, pitch to pitch or, hitter to hitter. So you really, it's not like the other guys. We sit there and watch, and you look for signs of fatigue, the ball's coming up, things like that. I mean, basically you judge it on results. If he starts, if they start hitting him late or even early, let's say, the pitch is just not moving as well that night, but then when I say that, it could turn around, all of a sudden it could click and something happens and things start dancing all over the place and it's a totally different guy. So it's really tough to sit there and judge on, a results type thing. I mean, a lot of times you got to ride it out. He's not your typical pitcher, could click at any minute, things like that. I don't know if that made sense. Or
mm-hmm. No, it's true. I mean, it does. And even RA has said that there are times where throws one pitch and it's great. And he'd love to throw that pitch again. I remember him saying one time, I've had times where I've thrown a pitch and I'd love to throw that pitch again. And it never happens. It doesn't happen for the rest of that game. The ball isn't going to move that way regardless of what I do.
Yeah, Jeff, I guess you could sum it up. You could say, certain guys, you can tell if they've got it right away or not early in the game, if this guy's on or not. With Dickey and the knuckleball, you don't know. It may all of a sudden start happening in the second or third inning where somebody else is, you know, you can tell from that first inning on that, hey, they don't have it that night, I guess.
You know, John, you talked about being judged on results. We talked about this yesterday in your manager's session. I mean, I wrote about it today in the Globe, and I've been very clear. I think that you ought to be back as manager, and I think a lot of people feel you ought to be back as manager. But I want to ask you this, and I know you said yesterday, look, you can't manage with fear. It's a results-oriented business. It's open season. At the end of the day, you're judged by how the team performs in the field. But are you happy with the job you have done so far this year, you personally?
Well, let's put it this way, Jeff. You know, I'm disgusted with the results like everybody else. I mean, that's pretty obvious. Coming in, you know, we were picked to be world champs. You know, that might have been a little overblown to begin with, you know, because there's a lot of good teams out there, you know, but we really like this team and we thought we'd be very, very competitive and had a shot. It obviously hasn't happened, you know, but of course there's things that I can do to be better, like everybody else, whether it's the players, you know, you name it, anybody tied into this thing. But if I look back, you know, over the year, you know what, there's not a whole lot of things I would have done different. You know, of course there's certain things, yeah, you know, I'm not going to reveal everything, but
sure.
But I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, I screwed this up, I screwed that up. You know, I approached it every day with a chance, you know, to try to win a ball game. And, you know, I don't think there's there's been the X amount of games where I've screwed up the game and, you know, we lost because of it. It doesn't work that way. There's sometimes things just don't come together the right way for whatever reason. And sometimes you need to make adjustments off that, whether it's myself personally or whether, you know, we look at the ball club, that kind of thing. And you make changes here or there, but, you know, it's been a terrible year. You know, I'm responsible for it. You know, I'm the manager of the team. I mean, I'm the decision maker down on the field. So, you know, whatever happens with that, you know, that's the way it goes. But you know what? You know, I didn't cheat anybody. I showed up every day. I gave my best to, you know, to win that night and put my best effort into that. And you know, so I can't apologize for any of that.
Mm-hmm. Have you had a chance to talk to Alex about next year? Not just your status, but frankly about what needs to be done for next year in terms of personnel.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we talk all the time. You know, Alex and I have a great relationship, and he's around all the time. And one thing about him, he's always looking to get better himself. Like I said, everybody, I mean, scratching the head and wonder, you know, what happened, what went wrong, you know, but it's never as easy as people think it's going to be. That's for sure. And you know, there's a lot of good teams out there in the American League and Major League Baseball as a whole. So, you know, you have to deal with that. But, you know, I know Alex will do whatever he thinks is necessary to make the team better and bring a winner to Toronto, like everybody wants. You know, in a lot of ways, everybody promised. I mean, mm-hmm. And that's a. This would be the ideal place. This place would explode if this team took off and you know, became relevant again. And I think it'll happen. You know, whether I'm here at the helm of that, and I hope I am. I think I'm the right guy. If I'm not, you know what? I wish the best on everybody because this place really deserves it.
John, one of the things that has happened this year, and you know, I was telling someone the other day, it happened when I was on holidays, which maybe I should go back on holidays, but. Brett Laurie looks like a different guy on the field. He looks like a different guy at the plate. What are you seeing from Brett Laurie now that you weren't seeing before? Because, I mean, I watched this guy last year. I saw him the year before. I just haven't seen him look this – I haven't seen him look this professional, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, Jeff, you know, I agree. I think he's growing up under everybody's eyes, you know, and you know, he's still a young man. I mean, there's still a lot to learn and – you know, very little experience, you know, at this level, but, you know, the talent, I mean, that's a given. Everybody can see that. I mean, that just jumps out at you. But I think we've all felt, you know, I mean, he's wired so tight and he approaches the game with such intensity and aggression that can work against you at times in this business. But you really see him kind of channeling that and starting to slow down and more relaxed when he steps into the batter's box. And you know, the results are showing. I mean, he's got a chance to be one of the best in the game. You know, but it does take a lot of time. But I think he had to get over that the mentality that it's, you know, it's go, 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 go. I mean, you have to back off a little bit, slow the game down, and you know, actually let it happen to you, you know, let it come to you. So, but it's fun to watch because, you know, you look back, it wasn't too long ago that, you know, he was getting booed about, you know, I mean, then we had that incident at third base and, you know, and then we moved him to second and, you know, there was questions there. So it wasn't, you know, I mean, he was, you know, when back then, when you talked about Brett Laurie, he wasn't in a good light in a lot of ways. And now he's turned all that and the focus when everybody talks about Brett is what he's doing on the field where it should be. And he's playing some pretty darn good baseball right now.